Let's be joyous. Big smiles. Why? We're in the presence of the divine. He's here, and he's all around us. You know what a great teacher said to me once? He said, you see, there's this path, and we're all on this path. Some are ahead of me. Some may be behind. How can I be angry with anyone or upset with anyone when we're all traveling the same path? How can we get angry with each other? Oh, there should be joy, great joy. And I see this when you all come here week after week. Now, I only have one more home choir with you next week. And then I'm off to USA and who knows where. But the divine love is with all of you. This is the divine's love. This vibrates with the divine's love. It's the pomegranate, the flower of the pomegranate. And then we have, I'm happy to still see it, the flower mother has named divine love governing the world, which will be one day. Of that, I can assure you. We are moving, all of us are moving towards that. That day when ego is gone, greed is gone, lust, power, etc. is gone from the earth. War, famine. Because Sri Aurobindo and Mother sacrificed themselves to bring the supramental force into the earth. And it's the only force that is able to transform the earth. Everything up to now did not succeed. Although Buddha brought something, Krishna brought something, Christ brought something, but it wasn't yet enough to transform this very stubborn consciousness of man. And now it's here. And now whether we know it or not, whether we feel it or not, we are breathing this force. We are breathing it every moment. So let us begin, as we always do, with our humming and preparing this instrument, this human instrument, to open itself as a collective body to the divine music that Mother told me wants to come down.
Ma.
We're going to do a lot of tuning tonight so that we can hear the difference in major and minor chords. First, we want to do this. We want to all sing the same note and try to have the quality of the tone the same. So in other words, if we sing om, we don't want someone singing ah and someone singing but we start here. Without getting too technical, I'm going to let you try it on your own. Resolution. going to do something different, because I want you all to know that what Mother poured into me that day that I met her in 1961 is living here, and it's living in all of us. And you can do this without me, and we'll do that now. So I'm going to give one note, and then point to a section, another section, and another section, and you do the notes, the rest of the notes. Clashing against each other. And if we hold the tones long enough, they'll begin to sound somewhat harmonious. Interesting. Transcending all of these difficulties of the outer life, and we come here, and suddenly we are breathing and singing from a different plane of consciousness. She is ever present among us. And he said, I can't say more. He said, can a fish describe water? We live in that right now. We live in that vibration of pure love and beauty and truth. All we have to do is open to it more and more. And that's yoga. Union with the divine.
Thank you.
just come about that way because, you know, these are human bodies and they get tired. And really, we cannot sing for 1 hour and expect to be at that level of consciousness, because the body just can't handle it right now. We're not professional singers. So we sing 4 ohms. The first three we sing seated, and then we do the last ohm standing up when the body is in that most receptive position. Within each of us, there is a vast range of notes, as you've just heard in the exercises. So when you are trying to open to this new music, you don't have to stay on one note, unless that's what comes. If it comes, fine, hold on one note. But if you feel that there's movement in this descent, and your voice, your soul, wants to be that expression, then don't be concerned about it, because no one here is critical of anyone. We cannot judge this music. It's beyond human reasoning, understanding, calculation, criticism. Look how many are new tonight. People I've never met before, and we are united in this light and in this force. So be very free. I should say, let this instrument be very free to express what the divine is sending us, what's coming down, and it's pouring down. I don't generally speak of certain things, but this lady had a vision 5 weeks ago, of this tremendous column of light pouring down on all of us. And she asked me, is there healing going on also? And I just said yes. Because many people write to me that they have been healed of different things. And that's not why we're here. We're here to be instruments to bring that divine music through our bodies and into the earth to help in the transformation of the earth. But yes, there is much healing also. And you can pray for those who need it as well. One more and we'll begin. We always ask that the new people listen for the first ohm and then join us in the next three, because many of us have been together for years and years, and there is an opening to that music and a great descent that you can participate in, that you can be one with. Very soft. To say that we also have a range of dynamics, forte to pianissimo, and that whole range of sound. Those of you who are here for the first time will experience something so special, I think you're already beginning to feel it. In that there is no thought process necessary. We don't think about this. It comes. And what a relief not to have to think, to use this thing, to judge.
Thank you. I have given my mind to be dug, thy channel mind. I have offered up my will to be thy will. Let nothing of myself be left behind in our union, mystic and unutterable.
Thank you.
My heart shall throb with the world beats of love. My body become thy engine for earth's use. In my nerves and veins, thy rapture's streams shall move. My thoughts shall be hounds of light for thy power to lose.
Thank you.
keep only my soul to adore eternally and meet thee in each form and soul of thee.
Oh.
folded like a precious diamond in your soul. Sing Om when you are with two or three others, or even when you are alone. Let us live in the light and love.